All right. So this is Tiffany Schrader. I'm here with FUBU. Let me just put my finger in there.
Let's go.
It is June 4th today, mm-hmm. and 2012. Thank you for meeting with us today, FUBU. So let's begin. Have you been in La Crosse all of your life?
Mm-hmm. I was born and raised here.
Okay, and how would you describe the community here?
I wouldn't really say it's, well, I don't know, like it's very separated, I guess. Like, it depends on, I don't know, I guess it's like lower class, middle class, higher class, you know, if you're popular, you can get the popular group, or there are those who are like in between. I would say La Crosse isn't that bad, I mean, compared to other cities that I've been to, but La Crosse is friendly, you know, there's definitely that level of respect, but certain areas in La Crosse, it could get a little uncomfortable, so I would say La Crosse is, it's a decent place to be in.
In what sense would you say it would get uncomfortable?
Some people may be very rude, and they would approach you asking for money and grabbing you and pushing you, or they would abuse you verbally, and it just gets uncomfortable, and you just have to, you know, stay strong, just keep walking, because if you say something, they're gonna continue that, and knowing that it affected you, you become very vulnerable mm-hmm. in that situation. So,
How would you describe the LGBTQ community here?
It's very on the down low, I would say. It's not, I don't know. It's there are those like select few who are very open about it, but I mean, there is the LGBT center here, and so. Like, I went there when I was a youth, so it definitely helped me get more comfortable in my skin, mm-hmm. just because it was just more like an escape, and you are free to do whatever, you can act how you want, you can say what you want, and the center definitely helped a lot, but just the whole LGBT community, like, in general here, you wouldn't really know unless it's those that are very outspoken.
Would you describe their attitude as negative towards the LGBTQ community or in La Crosse in general? Or how would you describe the attitude?
The attitude, I guess it's kind of like you look but you don't say anything. Like, a lot of times back when I was dating my boyfriend, we would hold hands and go to Walmart. There'll be looks, but they just don't say anything, but you know that they're whispering behind your back. But it doesn't mean, you know, it's like it's a community, like respect each other. But I mean, have you been to Pride here?
No.
Okay, well, I went there like 2 years ago. It was like my second time there. There were like two or three, maybe four people like protesting against it. Okay. But then like the rest of people were just like, okay, whatever. We're here to have fun. We're not here for like violence, you know? And it's, I don't know. Like I said, just respect each other, but some people don't.
So how long has Pride been here?
I have no idea, actually, because the first time I was there, I was 18. And then the last time I was there, I was 19, so.
Okay.
And now I'm 21, so.
What did they, like, offer? The Pride events? Were there events?
Or? Yeah, there was, there was, like, karaoke, you know, contest. I don't know, actually. I don't really know what happens there. It's just, I don't know, it's just really fun. It's, the environment is very friendly, mm-hmm. and it's definitely like a day to be remembered, I guess, out of the year.
How would you describe the turnout?
Turnout, I would think it very successful, because there are so many allies here. It's like, you just don't know. It's like, it's really nice to know that you have that support, even though you don't know each other. It's mm-hmm. like, when you're there, it's very friendly. It's like a family almost, you know?
Good. So you were talking about the center. Could you expand a little bit on the center here?
Roseanne, I think she's the director of it. The center, it's, what is it? Galaxy is youth from, I believe it's 13 to 18. And then there's the drop-in group, which is on Thursdays. I don't know if it's still Thursdays, but it's for 21 plus. And so there is that age separation, but you know, you're more than willing to come to any of those. It's very fun. They're very educational. They definitely go through the sex education, safe sex, or what happens in the community. And so I definitely think the center is a really good place to be.
Do they have a specific location here?
Yeah, it's on the side of Third Street. It's right across from Cheap Shots.
Okay. Mm. Awesome. And when did you say you started going to the center?
I went there when I was 18, I think. Or 17, turning 18.
And you still participate now?
No, I stopped after my 18th. Well, at the end of my senior year, that's when I stopped going. It was just, there were certain people which I found, I don't know, it just didn't register with me. So mm-hmm. there were just certain people that were there for other reasons than to be like educated and to have like participation. It's mm-hmm. like they wanted more. Mm-hmm. And so they were just bashing on Roseanne, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be in this environment anymore. So I stopped going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that center is like open to everyone and beneficial to everyone?
I would definitely say it's beneficial for who goes there, but there might be clashes of personalities. Like, you know, it's more, the center is more of like welcoming, like, oh, we're gonna care for you, and you know, we're here as a family. So it's definitely, I would say it's like PG-13, but if you're more of like the rated R and you're way out there, and if you go there, it might be like just a different of like the setting might be a little different, and like the personalities might not clash or might clash and not get along. So
When did you first come out? What age were you at?
Okay, in high school, I came out to my friends in freshman year. I didn't completely come out to all of them until my senior year in high school, so that was when I was 18. And then my family-wise, I didn't come out till last year, and just like a week ago, I came out to my parents. So it was
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. It was scary.
How was that experience for you?
It was hurtful because my parents are very traditional, and so, you know, actually they confronted me about it because I knew that they were going to confront me because they were speaking to my sister like days prior to coming out, but they were basically saying, you know, like, oh, it's a disease, and my dad was like, oh, you're on drugs, huh, that's why you're gay, and I'm like, really? And then my mom was just like, you know, all of our relatives' sons are good because they're straight. But, you know, gay people are bad. I'm like, really? I'm your son. Have I done anything bad? You know, I was like the speaking truth of like, no, I'm not bad, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just ridiculous. And my dad's like, all gay people eventually go to jail. I'm like, really? Really? I just started laughing because it was so ridiculous at that point. And I'm like the son who's not afraid to speak up in the family. So I was like defending myself because I'm not going to like... them talking down on gay people is like talking down their own son. And so I was like, if you can't accept me for who I am, then I'm sorry, you don't have a son anymore. Because I'm not gonna go out of my way to make my parents like, I don't know, I guess, like, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But it was just a good experience, but at the same time it was bad. And they were saying like, your siblings hate you, your siblings don't love you. Right when my mom said that, my brother came downstairs, and I knew my brother wanted to say something, but he didn't know what to say, and so he walked off, and I was just defending. I'm like, no, they all love me. They all have already accepted me for who I am. And I don't know, it just hurted to hear those words come from the parents, you know? It's like an actual mm-hmm. thing now. Mm-hmm. So, but they were saying that the reason why my mom is getting sick is because I'm gay.
Where are you?
And then I have a cousin, my first cousin, who is now a she, like he transitioned to a she. And my mom said that
okay.
the reason why her dad is sick is yeah. because, or like has problems with his liver, is because she was
so
gay and that she was a transsexual. And I'm like, oh goodness, this is so wrong.
Was that said before you came out?
That was said, when I came out at like when in that sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
you came out to your siblings before you came out to your parents?
Yes. It was so much easier because my siblings have gay friends, and it's like a younger generation. They're more understanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, their friends would be like, oh, your mother's gay. But they're all like, yeah, he's gay. So what?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's weird because like whenever my brother's like friends talk to me, they seem like they don't have a problem with it, but behind my back, they'll be like, da da da. I'm like, okay. And so I'm just like, whatever, they're your friends, they're not my friends, and they don't have to be in my life, you know? I don't know them like that, so.
And how was your experience coming out to your friends in high school?
Oh, it was super easy. I mean, the first girl I told, like, she was bisexual, so I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gay too. And so it was, yeah, it went off from there. Like, we're still really close friends now, but my other friends, when I told them, they're like, oh, okay, no, that's fine, that's cool. Now I have a gay friend. I'm like, oh my God, you're ridiculous. But it was really fun. My friends are very understanding, and that's why I hang out with them. So.
That's good. Do you feel like your parents will become more accepting with time, or?
I don't. Well, I feel like they are very uncomfortable with it. Like, they said, oh, I'll give you 5 years to change. Or I'll give you, like, the certain time to, like, change. Just, like, just say or just tell us that you're going to change and I'll feel better. But I was like, no, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to myself, definitely. And so I would hope that in time they would understand and change. But it's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to forget about it and act like it never happened to them. And so I was like, because the very next day my mom was like, okay, well, it's your life. Just come back home, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she's just saying it, so I'll come back. She's not saying because she means it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who would you consider your, like, support system throughout this experience and throughout your life?
I would say my family, my siblings. Because right when I had that argument with my parents, my sister immediately called me. And she's like, she thought that I was going to kill myself. And, you know, and I was like, no, you know, I, because back then I had a history of, like, depression and stuff, but it wasn't anything serious, it was just like thoughts of it. But then she was just saying, you know, just think about how many people you'll affect, you know, all the friends that are here for you, all the family that are here for you. And she was just saying how many times she has thought about it, and but that she has a baby girl, you know, how the baby is gonna grow up without a mother. And so I was like, no, you don't have to worry about that. I'm glad that you thought about that, but, you know, like, with me, you don't have to worry about it. So, so I would definitely say my siblings are definitely my first choice. After that, then we'll get, like, closest friends and so on.
Mm-hmm. You said you had some, like, bouts with depression. Would you say that's related to just not being completely comfortable with your identity or with coming out?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not really comfortable with the girl, like, identity. Because back when, like, I was still in the closet, like, it was, whenever I'm with my brothers and other friends, I would, like, pretend to, or I wouldn't really pretend to, but I would just, like, not say much. But you know the term, like, straight acting? Yeah, that's kind of what I did. So I was like, okay. And so, but, like, they've always wondered something, because whenever they're like, oh, that girl is so hot. Like, I wouldn't say anything. I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't think like that, but I don't know. It was just hard.
When did you first feel attracted to males?
Well, growing up, like, I was always confused because, I mean, I've had girlfriends before, and I really, like, did develop feelings for them, but I would say, like, middle school, the age where you're, like, you don't really know yet, and, like, you're just going through puberty, and you're like, what? Like, you notice things more, and I was just confused in middle school, so I'll definitely say middle school is where I've, like, noticed that I am attracted to the same sex.
So what years would you think that was?
Let's see, I was 13, yeah.
Do you have any particular incidents in high school or middle school that, like, point out to you, like, that you remember?
Not really. Yeah, because I didn't really start, like, going out, or I wasn't really as outgoing until after high school, so.
How was your schooling experience being?
Oh, school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was very accepting. I'm gonna say very accepting. It was accepting. I don't know if it was just my class, like my class generation, but then I don't know, it was very easygoing. Like, I don't know, a lot of people didn't have a problem with it. I mean, you went to Logan, you know. I mean, I guess, like, the people that, like, really had a problem with it was, like, the, like, very select few jocks or very select few under classmates. It wasn't that bad, yeah.
Did you like, get education on the LGBTQ community during school? Do you remember that at all?
During school, no. It was more of, like, heterosexual sex and more of, like, heterosexual couples. I didn't really get education on, like, homosexuals until I went to the HIV Institute with Galaxy. We went to this institute in Appleton, and like it just, it was like for HIV prevention. It was just like, it was, we got together with a whole bunch of groups from Milwaukee and from other areas in Wisconsin. It was very nice. It was like 4 days, very educational. It was so awesome. But like I said, some people go there for the wrong reasons. And
what reasons would you think that would be?
Sex.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Sex, okay. And drugs.
It's a shame.
It is a shame, and I don't know, I got so disgusted by it. I was like, ugh, that's why I left. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to stay there.
But you do feel like you got a substantial HIV AIDS
education?
Yeah,
definitely, mm-hmm, because we did so many educational games. I can't really remember the games, but it was so educational, and just being around that particular group, like people your age and from all over the place, it's like, wow. Like, you know, you really are not alone.
Was that institute offered to students at the school, or how did you become involved in that?
I got involved, well, Roseanne asked me because I was at Galaxy, and so the Galaxy group youth went. I'm not sure if the students at that particular school were there or not. I think some were mentors and some were instructors there. I'm not really sure.
Is Galaxy part of the LGBTQ campus or the center, or what is Galaxy?
Oh, Galaxy is a youth group. They meet every Tuesday and Saturday. It's for 2 hours. Yeah, so it's a group at the LGBT Resource Center.
Okay, perfect. So you started getting involved in Galaxy when you were 18 then?
I think so. I think I was 17, turning 18. So that summer of like me being 17.
Okay, awesome. Do you feel like you were educated about HIV and AIDS in school at all?
In school?
Mm-hmm.
When I had health class, I don't know. I guess it was something that passed by, but it wasn't something that was targeted and talked upon on. Mm-hmm. It was just sort of like, oh, this is that, prevention, this, and then they move on. And it's like, oh, it was really fast, so.
Was there a GSA in your school or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think Holman has one, right? Mm-hmm. Holman High School? Yeah, like, I've heard about it, but I don't think we have one in Logan.
It just got one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But when you were there, it didn't have one?
Yeah, when I was there, I don't think it had.
Did it have any organizations or?
I don't think so, yeah.
Going back a little, you said your family is very traditional. Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, I'm kind of like the first generation. Well, I wouldn't say first generation. My brother was. But they came over from like Laos and Thailand. And from there, like, you know, Thailand is like known for like, you know, transsexuals, transvestites, and da da da. And so they feel that it's just like if you have a gay son or daughter that it's a shame on the family. Like, your reputation is, like, gone. Because, like, in the Hmong community here, my parents are well-known for being, like, the support system and blah, blah. And so I guess they're high on that level in that sense. But, and so they were like, you know, like, our reputation is more important than you, basically. So I was like, wow, like, your own children, like, you would, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I guess they're more concerned about their reputation than anything else, so.
And how did that affect you coming out to just anyone?
It didn't. When I came out, like, to just anyone, I was like, this is me, I'm doing it for me, I don't know if I'm being selfish, but, you know, I guess I didn't really consider how people would look like my parents, mm-hmm. like, so.
Have you come out to extended family at all?
Yeah, my nieces know, my nephews know, a lot of my cousins know. Like, I'm open now, like, I am, like, I'm out, so. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Would you be able to talk a little bit about your family's reaction to your transgender cousin?
Oh, okay, well, her parents were not accepting at all. Like, it was like a World War III almost. They were so angry. I think they, she didn't speak to her parents. Well, her parents refused to speak to her for like months. but now they're a little more accepting of it. Just like a recent gathering, it was like a couple months ago, but then she showed up with her boyfriend, and the mother was saying that, oh, you know, like, her boyfriend is more loving to us than, like, their other daughter's husbands. And, you know, and my aunt was saying, yeah, you know, I guess as long as, like, he loves you, you know, it doesn't matter if, like, they're a gay couple. You know, as long as they love you, that's all that matters. And then my aunt was like, yeah, that's right, that's true. And so I was like, you know, that just shows right there that it doesn't matter if you're gay or not. It's, it's like one feeling, so.
Do you notice a big trans community here in La Crosse at all, or?
I don't, actually. Like, the first transsexual, or, you know, that I know is, like, my cousin. There's a spider on that.
Yeah. It's like...
Yeah. It looks weird.
We'll ignore it.
Yeah. But no, she's the only one I know. Like, I barely know anybody else. Oh! That instructor at UWL, I don't go there, but I think she transitioned to he. I forgot the name of the instructor. Well, I don't go there, so I wouldn't know. But then, yeah, so I guess there's like, it's very down low.
Oops, sorry. Oh.
Thank you.
I had to.
Yeah, but I don't know that one.
Do you feel like that's less accepting here?
I would say yes, just because they're looked more down upon than like, oh, like it's not just gay, it's actually like transitioning. Mm-hmm. Like what? You know, and it's, I don't know, I guess, I mean, my brother still kind of make fun of them sometimes, and I'm like, I'm right here, you know, that affects me too. But I mean, like, I guess they just don't realize that until I point it out. But then they joke about it in like a joking way. They don't mean any harm. Mm-hmm. But to me, I'm just kind of like, it can be offensive. So just watch what you say.
Okay. Your like relationships with your family, how do you feel like it's changed before you came out, or even just friends and after?
I definitely feel it brought us closer. Mm-hmm. Because back then, back before I came out, like, we were close, but I always felt like I was, like, the, what is it, the gray goose out of family. But, you know, like, me coming out, it definitely brought us closer. They tell me more secrets, and we just, I don't know, we just bond better now. And so I'm really glad that that happened, because otherwise, like, I would still be the gray goose, and I would still be like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm always last to find out anything that happens, so...
with friends, do you feel like there was any change at all with your relationships when you came out?
Yes, because there are those that are still in the closet, and so like me coming out and me being so open about everything, they definitely feel like there's more of like, I'm more of like a shoulder to like rest on, and so they tell me, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna tell anybody, because you know, I'm not gonna spoil that for you. I'm not gonna be like, oh god, this person is like gay, da, da, da. You know, it's like that's their own privacy, that's their, they have that right, you know, so, yeah.
You said you were a mom, right? How do you feel like the LG, like, community is accepting towards, like, different ethnicities here in La Crosse?
I think it's very accepting, but sometimes you do get that, like, oh my god, he's Asian, like, what is he doing here? Just because, like, there's not a lot of Asians that are out here, but... I don't know, I guess it's very, like, the selection is, like, very few of, like, the people who are actually like that, but to the LGBT community, whether you're, like, a different race, it doesn't matter, like, no, we're all here, let's have fun, respect.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Pride and the community center. Are there any other, like, events that go around here for the LGBTQ community?
I'm trying to remember. There's a silent rally that's coming up in October. There are a few other events. I can't really remember.
And what's the silent rally about?
You march up the Blue Bridge. I guess it's just holding signs, like respecting, but I don't think it's like, they're not like chanting or saying anything. It's just a silent walk up there showing respect and respecting the community, so.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Have you participated in any of those events?
I have not, because it falls on the Hmong New Year, which happens every year too. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know, it's a clash of times.
So do you feel like you kind of have a conflict with recognizing your Hmong, like,
oh yeah,
heritage, and then being LGBTQ?
Yeah, like it's a struggle, like, every single time, because we do have, like, these random times where it's like, oh, call a whole bunch of family, let's come over, let's celebrate, da-da-da, and, like, a lot of them are, like, elderly people, and so they, if they find out that you're gay, they're gonna, like, talk so much, and they're gonna look, like, down upon you, like, ugh, like, just in disgust, and so it's kind of like, I'm proud of who I am, so your looks aren't gonna affect me, but it's just, like I said, like, my parents' pride and their reputation is on the line, and so sometimes I just have to, like, I don't know, I just disappear, because I'm like, I'd rather disappear than just stay there and, like, lie, you know, and, like, oh no, I'm straight, yeah, mm-hmm.
It's like, do you feel, like, uncomfortable when you're in environments with, like, the large Hmong community?
I do, sometimes, but I feel like if my family and my friends are there with me, then I have, like, that power, you know, I'm not as afraid. Because the only thing that, like, I'm afraid of is, like, getting, like, mugged or getting, like, beat up, and it's like,
Have you heard of incidents with the Hmong community or LGBTQ, like, violent incidents here in La Crosse at all?
Here in La Crosse, I don't think I have, no. It's just, like, I've experienced, like, just, like, oh, like, my friends were like, oh, can my friend come over? You know, he's gay or that, but, like, he's totally fine. And they all, like, the guys would be like, no. Like, no, I'm not going to have a gay person around, or that. And then my cousin was telling me, because my cousin is friends with the guys that are like, no. He's like, you know, they're just scared. It's not because they hate you, they're just scared. And I'm like, I respect that. I'm like, I don't have to go over. I'm like, Nancy, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. You don't have to convince them. It's totally fine. It's like, I don't hate them for that. It's just kind of like, oh, I just wish things were a little bit different.
Do you feel, have there been incidents with you where you would know that you were in danger, like in the large Hmong community, if you were alone, or is that just kind of hidden subtext?
I wouldn't say it would be like I would get beat up. I don't think I've had a time where I was around them that I feel like I'll get beat up. I just feel like they would, like, attack me verbally. And that would be it. Like, try to make me feel like I'm low as dirt and stuff. But the physical violence, I hope not. I wouldn't know, but I just hope not.
Right. So are there any, like, big, like, hangout spots here in La Crosse for the LGBTQ community besides the center and...
I would definitely say a lot of the coffee shops. You know, it's always nice to get a coffee and donuts. Riverside here. The Bluffs, definitely. I don't know. I would say, like, numerous little parks, just because it's, like, peaceful and small. Nobody really goes there.
So there are no, like, clubs or anything like that?
I don't think so. Like, every time I went... there are a few bars. I don't know what they're called, but I've heard of them. There's, like, two or three of them that's, like, gay-friendly... but I haven't been there, so I wouldn't know.
Could you expand on what Riverside is and the Bluffs?
Oh, well, and it's just great scenic views. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, I mean, frisbee, volleyball, you know, definitely beaches. Bluffs, it's so nice to see the sunset. It's like you overlook the city. It's so relaxing. I just think it's a really nice place to be.
Is it, like, just a well-known place for just the LGBTQ community to go to, or...
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I always looked at it as the scenic view, but I wouldn't know what other LGBT kids think.
Okay. So let's see here.
Have you ever heard about people, like, cruising in Pettibone?
Oh, yes. Is it the breaking one?
Yeah, do you want to talk? I know about it because I'm from La Crosse. But Tiffany doesn't know. So do you want to explain what, like, the Pettibone myth is?
I've only heard it once. And it was when I was going on a ride with my friend we were just going, and then she's all like, oh, have you heard of the myth? I'm like, okay, what? It's like, if you drive and there's like a parked car there, like if you brake twice, that means that you're looking for sex or something. Like, I don't know, like, do you know like more about it? Because I don't really know much about it. I just heard about it.
Where is Pettibone located?
It's right across Riverside.
Okay. And people just drive up there?
Yeah, they drive over there. I don't know. I just kind of think that's kind of gross and disgusting, to be honest.
Is that common for the LGBTQ community to do that?
I have no idea. Like, I think it was just, I don't know. I just heard it. I don't know if it's real or not, but I mean, that's what they say. So I guess if some people are looking for that sort of thing, I guess they would go over there and do it. It'd be funny if it was a cop.
I'm sure it will be sometime.
Yeah.
So let's see here. How have you seen a change in your community and the reaction towards you since you
came towards
out?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Reactions. I guess it's less and less surprising. It's a little bit more accepting as time goes on. So I don't know. I do see a change though, but it's slowly progressing.
What kind of changes have you seen since, what year were you born in?
90.
So since 90 up until now.
Oh, it's definitely more accepting. Way more accepting. I don't know. I guess it's much easier, so much easier than compared to like 90s. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like a little bit more strict. In the sense of like, I don't know, I guess it like depends on the person. I don't know. Yeah.
With the pride, do you feel like that community is getting stronger and stronger?
I do. But at the same time, I feel like people are coming down here, like I said, for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just... Well, one of the reasons why I stopped going to was because when I was there, I wouldn't say numerous, but there was a few guys who approached me and they just wanted my number. Mm-hmm. Obviously for, you know, and I'm like, no. I was 18, you know, I was like, I'm not going to do that, I'm sorry. But I don't know, I guess some people are like that. And so I kind of stopped going there, just like the sense of like I don't really feel safe in that kind of sense. But I mean, aside from that, I don't know.
Do you find yourself like pulling out of a lot of events and stuff just because people come here for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, like I haven't really been involved in the LGBT community itself like since I was 18. So I definitely pulled away from that. Just. I don't know, I was just disgusted by that, and to know that, okay, I relied on this for so long and for support, you know, and it's after like finding out like the dark side of it, I don't want to go back there.
How would you like that to change? Like how would you get more involved? Like what changes would you need to see in order to become more involved?
I mean, I know that it depends on like each certain person, but I wouldn't really know. I mean, everybody has their urges, everybody has their needs and wants. I wouldn't really know what change I would need to see. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know, I just don't trust a lot of the guys as much as I do women. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you find yourself in high school hanging out with the women more often?
Or? Oh, yeah, most definitely I did. It's like, I don't know, I would say like 5-6 of my friends are females. Mm-hmm. So. It was just so much easier, and like not having someone to think of me like that, it's like, oh, so much of like a support system.
Did you have any teachers in high school that were part of the LGBTQ community you were, or middle school?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you know of, are you familiar with UW La Crosse or any of the schools?
I went to TC, but... Okay. There was one teacher, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say his name.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know, he had a scandal with someone I know, and so, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay.
Right.
It's like a teacher-student thing, and I was like, okay. So it was a little awkward having him as an instructor because I was like, okay.
And can you explain what TC is for anybody listening?
Oh, it's Western Technical College. It's the tech college here. You know, you can go for 2 years if you want. Sometimes it takes four. It's totally up to you, but it's a great school. Very helpful instructors. Like, their instructors are so passionate about what they do. They really do take the time to actually work you through things. You know, they always stay later to help you do things, and so I'm very grateful for that experience.
How long were you there, or are you still there?
I graduated in May, but I was there for 2 years. Oh, thank you.
How did you feel like the support in the technical college was for the LGBTQ community?
I think there was a group, but it didn't work with my school schedule, so every time they had their meetings, I would have class, and so I wasn't able to go to the meetings. But I think there is a group, but it's not as big as UWL's, because, you know, I mean, UWL's the university, and so, I don't know, I guess people weren't as, they weren't, like, scared of gay people, or I guess they were really friendly, because a lot of my friends were very accepting of it, so.
How did going to the technical college help you to, like, come into your own?
Oh, well, since it's out of high school, it's more of a college scene, it's just going to places like parties or friends' houses, meeting new people, it definitely made me feel much more welcomed and, like, to myself, just because they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is Foo, he's gay. I'm like, oh, thanks for the introduction. But then it's just like, okay, whatever. But, like, they were really friendly, and so, you know, actually just saying, like, hey, I'm gay now. I mean, after saying it to my parents coming out, I was telling my friend yesterday, I was like, yeah, I feel so much more myself because I'm actually saying it out loud, and I actually said it to my parents, which were, like, the scariest people ever. So,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So, I was going to expand on that. going into high school. I need to pause for a second. Mm-hmm.